Stopping wildlife damage on the farm. Welcome and hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
There is a need for landowners and farmers that are experiencing damage to be able to take action to mitigate that damage, and that's the intent of these permits.
You know, for some time, farmers and landowners across the state have been experiencing crop and or property damage from wildlife, and in particular deer, turkey, and now even bears. And while the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency has had in place the availability of depredation permits, recently the agency added new procedures to make the process more efficient. Species Program Manager Chuck Yost.
Some of the major changes are that not only can a landowner receive one of these, but a farmer can with landowner permission. Another major change is that if there's been historic damage, in other words, year after year, there's the same type of damage, and it's the same type of big game causing the damage, then the wildlife officers now have the ability to issue a permit based on expected damage.
TWRA's Chuck Yo says there's no question about damage to farmers' crops across the state from especially deer, and the majority of that damage occurs in soybean fields. Based on reports, the agency believes the problem has reached a plateau in recent years, but they still understand the need for better control.
The next major change was that properties lying within the same county can be listed on a single permit. So it's no longer required that if you have multiple properties in the same county that you have to get a permit for every property. You can now get one to cover each of those properties as long as those individual parcels are listed on the permit.
And again, farmers that are renting ground can now obtain the depredation permits with landowner permission to try and protect their crops from wildlife damage. Just contact your local TWRA officer for more information. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.